Universal Radio Australia is a part of the FNX network. You can find this show and other great shows at fnxstream.com. That's fnxtreme.com.
Your arms are just too short to box with God.
Hold one.
Andre.
Yes!
From out of nowhere.
Hold two.
Armbar.
Who are you to doubt El Daniel?
This is Robbie Eagles.
This is the loosest in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
Hi, this is Mimic.
This is five times the world's heavyweight champion, the Scrap Daddy himself, Scrap Brian Adam Pearce.
This is Brian Alvarez, and you are listening to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome to the show, folks. Thank you very much for downloading. This is Wrestle Radio Australia. My name is Josh Armour. And don't forget, while you're listening to the show, I'll let you know straight up, you can tweet us, you can follow us on Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU. Join in the conversation and, let us know what you think of the show. Also, before we get into it, just got to remind you again, our new iTunes link, it is on the way. They've just been a bit busy, especially the US with holiday season at the moment, Thanksgiving and whatnot. Happy Thanksgiving to all our US listeners as well. So, yep, iTunes and TuneIn Radio, they will be sorted very soon with the new link. So, until then, you can check it out at WrestleRadioAustralia.libsyn.com and, of course, Stitcher and our new partners, FNXstream.com. Our numbers have gone through the roof since they've helped us out. So, big thank you to Ryan and Kane for, having us on board. Really do appreciate it. And to all the subscribers who've gotten onto the new link and have actually bothered stuffing around to keep trying to get this show, big thank you for just going through that. I know it's only a few clicks, but these days, it, you know, that can be an effort, and I know from first-hand experience, so that's all good. And thank you very much. Today's guest is the RCW number one contender, Nick Armstrong, and we're going to be chatting to him in just a sec. But first, on Twitter a few days ago, I hit up one Lance Storm. He made a little joke and said, if Sting's going to return, I hope he doesn't come out to a man called Sting. And I just jokingly tweeted him back and said, if you recite those lyrics on F4W Daily with Brian Alvarez, which, of course, I listen to all the time, then I will sort of do a little production magic and make it into a song. So there's a few drops here. If you're an Empire Figure Four Weekly, Figure Four Daily fan, you'll recognise some of those. Lance Storm obliged, and on Figure Four Daily, he recited the lyrics to A Man Called Sting. So, folks, before we chat with Nick Armstrong, here is Lance Storm and A Man Called Sting.
Woo! You are gonna love this.
Yeah.
Wow, man, freaked out.
Sting. If I can be serious for a minute,
and I cannot wait to hear the finished product. Of A Man Called Sting, performed by Lance Storm.
He's a man called Sting. He's a man called Sting. He's a man called Sting. The man called Sting. He does this. He does that.
And
he's as big as a bull, quick as a cat. He looks fine. He looks cool. He's his own man. He's nobody's fool. Don't double-cross him or get in his way. Because if you do, you're gonna pay. Hey, hey. He's a man called Sting. The man called Sting. He's a man called Sting. The man called Sting. He's not like anybody else. If his friends ever need him, he's there to help. Well, he's no John Cena then, that's for sure. And all the kids, they go wild. And all the old people start to act like a child. Tremendous lyrics. Don't double-cross him or get in his way. Because if you do, you're gonna pay. Hey, hey. He's a man called Sting. The man called Sting. He's a man called Sting.
And that is a...
The man called Sting. Whoa, they got a guitar solo riff in the middle. All over the world, he's such a smash. You know it's over when he does the Stinger splash. This I find hard to believe. He loves his honey. He loves The Rock. But no one important loves the Scorpion Deathlock. Don't double-cross him or get in his way. Because if you do, you're gonna pay. Hey. He's a man called Sting.
Ready? He likes blow!
The man called Sting. He's a man called Sting. The man
what
called
in the fuck's going
Sting.
On?
What else we got here? Everybody wonders what he's going to do.
Yes!
A two-title reign. He says he ain't through. The little Stingers believe in him. That's all he needs to win the title again. Don't double-cross him or get in his way. Because if you do, you're gonna pay. Hey. He's a man called Sting.
Yes!
The man called Sting.
Rub it out!
He's a man called Sting.
Doink the clown!
The man called Sting. He's a man called Sting. All right, I think that's all the unique lines that they have on this great song.
A Man Called Sting, performed by Landstorm. I was laughing as the song was playing.
If I can be serious for a minute.
Stink, you're wrong.
Hey, everyone, I'm Todd Eastman.
Hey, he started from the bottom, now he's here.
I'm Miller.
He loves the day.
I'm McBuckets.
I just get buckets, it's plain and simple.
I'm LJ.
Ask him how many threes he hit on Monday night. Oh, none.
We're joined by our mate Mo.
I'm still looking up Dwight's baby mama, so give me a minute.
No. Where we cover all the NBA, NBL, and other ball news, but mainly talk trash for an hour or so every fortnight. You can catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio app.
We're also on Facebook and Twitter at B-Ballers Podcast.
Or wherever good podcasts are sold.
Dude, it's free.
Wait, we don't get paid?
Nah, man.
Shit, I quit.
That's Big Brawlers Podcast. Funnier than a Sean Marion jumper.
All right, just before that little brief promo there, that was Lance Storm with A Man Called Sting. And, well, how fitting that we are talking here today with a graduate of the Lance Storm Academy, one of the better-known wrestlers in Australia at present, definitely in Adelaide. And, folks, if you want to see him go for the RCW Gold December 6th, that's a Saturday night at the Latvian Hall in Wayville, South Australia. Nick Armstrong will be challenging Adam Brooks from Victoria. And Nick, what's happening, bud?
Not a lot, man. Just listening to that great song by Lance Storm. That was really good.
Did you ever think you'd hear Lance singing A Man Called Sting like that?
Not like that, no. Yeah, he's a good dude, Lance. I really like his singing abilities, though. It was good.
I think that's one thing that people, I guess, don't realise from seeing him on telly, especially in character, and even sometimes hearing him on podcasts, is that he does have, like, a righteous sort of sense of humour. He's not all, can I be serious for a minute, eh? Like,
he's a very dry sense of humour. It's very blunt, and it's to the point. He cracks me up, man. Like, when I first met him, I was like expecting obviously Lance Storm from the TV, and then you meet him and you're just like, wow, like, yeah, he's such a good dude, and just cracks you up the whole time. So yeah, it was good fun.
When Todd Eastman spoke to you a little while back, you sort of got into all that sort of stuff with how you came up with your brother Jet, and then going to Lance's and whatnot, and also your health fitness studio, which I'm actually sitting in the office of at the moment. Just tell the folks a bit about that, because that's your day-to-day, but also your big passion in life besides pro wrestling, and especially folks in Adelaide.
Yeah, so we're based in Glenelg, South Australia, just by the beach. It's the business is called Inner Focus Health and Fitness. My brother and I are currently working down there Monday through till Saturday. And again, we're going through a range of things, from strength training to cardio and conditioning. We show people all the things that we do to get into the condition that we're in when we're wrestling as well. So we're pretty well known for our fitness within the ring, and most people that have trained with us sort of see what we're like as far as training goes. So if people are looking to get into shape, or, you know, we train all fitness levels, which is good. And we've got group options as well, which is sweet. So,
and it's the inspiring atmosphere, I guess, you've got of the Glenelg and the beach and the sun shining and the good vibes down here. Like, it all, I guess, sort of it blends, it feeds itself well into what you're sort of trying to achieve. And even you walk in here and it's like it's state of the art, you know, like it's a really, like, nice room, nice venue. And how long have you been running that? It's been about a year or two, is it?
Yeah, two years. So before that, again, we've been doing the personal training and the gym stuff for, I think I've been doing it for about 6, he's been doing it for about 8. So we're doing it for a fair while now. So we know our stuff, which is good.
And hypnotherapy, I know you've been bugging me about this for ages because I need to get off the old tobacco, the old cigarettes. And you actually, with your brother, you also do hypnotherapy, which is, I guess, it assists people in, you know, things like quitting smoking, which I need to do. I know, shut up everyone at home sitting there going, well, do it then, do it. We're getting there. But and also, I guess, with achieving fitness goals as well, like the hypnotherapy can sort of assist in, because I mean, for a lot of people, the hypnotherapy that they're used to is Martin St. James and people clucking like a chicken, but this is more of a spiritual and a mental, how does that exactly sort of work, like the science of it?
Yeah, basically, so the hypnotherapy is a service that we offer here. It really depends on the person and how they like hold on to certain problems. Mm-hmm. With the techniques that I use, most people, they go, oh, you know, I can't be hypnotized. And you go, well, who hypnotized you to believe that? So we're in a constant state of hypnosis where our beliefs and our values, we identify with those and then we believe that we are certain things. So, for example, a smoker will go, you know, I'm a smoker. I smoke, you know, 20 cigarettes a day. What we do is we redirect their focus about why they smoke. And then, because most people, they go, oh, you know, I smoke when I'm stressed. And with the techniques that we do, it really helps them to understand that it's not the smoking that de-stresses them. It's the breathing. It's the social. It's taking time out for themselves. And if they took more time out for themselves to do things, they wouldn't feel the need to smoke. And yeah, so there's a whole different bunch of techniques. There's a whole different reasons why people smoke or they need hypnotherapy.
Even overeating, things like that, you know, or, you know, hitting the booze, you know, 3 or 4 times a week more than maybe you should, you know. It also helps with that.
Yeah, yeah. People just tend to ignore things and they don't deal with it. And then it grows and then it turns into things that are, you know, that get worse. But I mean, I love it. I've used it myself. I used it before I went to Canada. Did some hypnosis and some hypnotherapy sessions just to build confidence, to build self-esteem, to the point where I wasn't fearful of flying and I wasn't fearful of going to a different country by myself. You know, like traveling over 31 hours to go to Canada. You know, and be, you know, like going in LA airport, like walking around thinking, what the hell is going on here? Like, you know, I'm from a small town in Mount Gambier, country town, and you know, that was a big step for me. So I've shown that through these techniques, you can get stronger, you can become new people. And in order to become the person you want to be, you have to let go of the person that you are now. So that's a big thing.
And with Riot City Wrestling at the moment, things are going great guns. Number one contender for the belt. I mean, this year since you had that chat with Todd East, sort of things have gone south as far as that goes. Todd Eastman and Team Eastman sort of been doing their best to keep you away from the gold. I mean, last month we had the tag match with yourself and GM Hammer against Todd Eastman and Adam Brooks. And then at the end of that all, or near the end of that match there, Hammer got handcuffed to the rail. And from there, sort of things have led us to where we are now, where I guess it's, you know, it's your job to I guess, bring things back into order in RCW. So I think once you get a hold of that gold, if you can take it away from Team Eastman, that'll get things right on track. And for yourself as well, because you've held the MCW tag belts with your brother. Have you thought of, I mean, at the moment there's, you know, so much talk of the fact that it's easier for indie wrestlers to get exposure, to head to WWE for a tryout or to get themselves out there. Like we're talking about, you got the business here. Is that something that you want to pursue, like wrestling overseas more? Or is it just sort of a thing like, you know, folks like Damien Slater, who I've spoken to before, like, yeah, they'd love to, but they're taking care of business at home and home is the priority. So what about you with that?
Yeah, my overall goal is to be overseas. Currently in the process of, you know, looking at which areas I want to be, you know, situated in. The hardest thing for an Australian wrestler is, yes, you've got the Australian wrestling scene and there's only so much you can do here. There's only so much of a payday you can get here, or lack of payday. Do you know what I mean? Like, in Australian wrestling, you're not really, there's not enough money, like, as far as a draw goes, to live off it. You've got athletes, here, like they play AFL football, you know what I mean? Like they're getting a decent payday to do what they do, and obviously they train really, really hard as well. But like with professional wrestling in Australia, it's harder to have it as your full-time thing. So you have to do other things whilst pursuing that. I'd love to go to the United States of America. I'd love to go to Canada again. I'd love to go to England because I think that's amazing. Like the things that they're doing over in Scotland, you know, that's the sort of stuff that I want to see. Like Japanese wrestling's amazing right now. The scene's like, you know, New Japan has gone crazy over there. You got like
January 4th, Jim Ross is going to be calling their bloody pay-per-view. Yeah. That's huge.
Exactly, yeah. So this wrestling is alive and well in the world, but Australia, we're just lacking that business sense at the moment where we're going to make enough money so everyone can sort of, you know, build the product. And I'd love to see Australian wrestling grow to the point where we're different to America, to Canada, to like Japan. Mexico's got their own style, you know what I mean? England's got their own sort of stuff happening. We need to have something that makes us different, that draws people to come and want to like see us, not just be like another, you know, byproduct of what the WWE is or what TNA is, you know what I mean? Like, we need to have our own sort of style. Ring of Honor, like, you know, they were doing really, really good early 2000s where it's like, you know, you've got Punk, you've got Joe. That's the sort of stuff it was like, well, this is interesting, this is different, but Australia needs something like that. Like, that's what we need to do to grow it. And for me personally, I have to travel. I find that's going to be the best for me. I don't know about others, but yeah, that's probably what the direction I'm going.
So I've noticed that as well. That's one of my complaints at the moment with the way that, you know, some wrestling is presented, the way that matches are done, and even the style. Like you were saying, in Australian indies, we're tending to... yeah, sort of follow that format of the Americanized, I call it the Americanized style of wrestling, which is WWE style, whatever you want to call it. But I mean, let's face it, it's very similar as well on TNA, and there's even Ring of Honor matches these days and characters they're bringing out that seem to be more appealing to the mainstream or to the casual sort of viewer. And yeah, I agree with you that we need that definitive, whether it's the presentation of shows, whether it's the matches, whether it's, as you said, like finding that style with the European or the British. There's the forearms and the chain and the world of sport, you know, sort of stuff that creeps in. And then you've got, there's a real street sort of style I've noticed with the UK style. It's very like, with the rougher stuff, it's a bit more thuggish, and I really like that. But yeah, I think we need to realise that there's so much that can be done with wrestling. Like, there's so much that can be done with a match. There's so much that can be done with a promo. There's so much that can be done with, like, you know, like, that's just like Wrestle Clash, you know. We always bloody go back to Wrestle Clash on this show, but, you know, there's something so different.
Yep.
And it stands out. And you've worked it. You know what it's all about, like.
Wrestle Clash is the perfect show for Australian wrestling because it's not too long. It's just long enough to keep you entertained. There's characters that people connect with.
There's people taking botched stunners. Hand up over here.
Yeah. I mean, there's all sorts. I mean, you go to a Wrestle Clash show and every Wrestle Clash show is different, but they've all got the same theme, that is, it's fun. You go to a Wrestle Clash show, you don't have to be a wrestling fan, and you can enjoy yourself. Do you know what I mean? They've got the themes with what they do as far as presentation and their food, their marketing. Everything that they do is so professional to the point where it's people need to start replicating that, but they need to be doing it well. I found that if a show goes too long, the crowd gets a bit bored, and then when they think of that show, they go, oh, you know, remember that show? Like, it was good to see, but then, you know, it just went a bit too long. They need shows to be the right amount, like the right length, that still stimulates people and they still enjoy it, but they still want to come back for more. You want to hit that right balance.
There's also the danger of having so much on the show that nothing stands out. You know what I mean? Like, there's you can have a whole lot of awesome, but what are people going to remember? Maybe a flip. And they will remember Bulldog going out there and, you know, talking shit to the crowd for 5 minutes. They'll remember that, but you can do it, a heap of flips. And some people may not even, you know, may not even remember that. That's one thing that, I don't know, I listen to people like your Jim Cornette and that, they always talk about make it count. and less is more. And that's one thing I've noticed with your wrestling lately is that you used to do a lot more high flying, and you still do that, but you know when to use it and when, you know what I mean? Like, it seems like you've really matured as a worker, just because I sit there watching everybody's show from the desk, and you can tell these little things, you know, that people, like working Adam Pearce earlier this year. I mean, that must have been awesome and taught you heaps, because it taught me so much just watching him, and I'm not even a wrestler. Like,
Working Adam was like definitely one of the highlights of the year. Just a guy with such experience and just knowledge as well. He knows like when to react to things, what to do as far as controlling the emotions of the crowd. And like working with him is one of the easiest matches I've ever had, because I just had to react, and thanks to the training through Lance Storm, you know, you can react to those things in a proper way, and you know, paying attention. So I think it was really, really good. And we didn't have to do too much, because you don't have to go out there and, you know, smash each other in the head with chairs to get a reaction. You don't have to, you know, do anything too crazy like top rope runners and things like that. We go out there, we get the crowd invested in the emotion of the match, and then from there we take them where we want to take them. And if they start to react a certain way, we respond to that. So I think that's where the art in wrestling sort of, you know, comes out. It's sort of not having everything sort of, you know, planned, as they say, going out there and just working. So I really enjoyed that. The whole less is more thing, there's guys that are sort of starting to get that a bit more. People that just know where to put things in matches are really, really good.
And even like with Adam Pearce, I mean, like, it was that sort of thing where just a look to someone in the front row and you just give them that stare. I think Todd mentioned it a while back where, you know, he'd just hold that stare for that extra second, and it meant so much. And it, the way he when he walks out, the way he carries himself, he can circle that ring for 5-10 minutes as long as he wants. He's going to stir up that crowd, he's going to make them feel however he wants them to feel. And once he's got them there, all right, it's time for you to come out there and do your thing and be the hero. And it was just like a friggin' masterclass of how to work watching that match. It was just awesome.
Yeah, it was good fun. And again, props to Adam for being such a professional. We were really blessed to have him come down, and you know, he had his seminars. I think he did 3 days for the training, and you know, I went to all three trainings because I thought this is the guy that can, you know, the help teach us. I mean, he's taught people at the WWE Performance Center. He's traveled the world. He's been in New Japan. He's been in, you know, America. He's been everywhere. Like.
And he'll tell you if something's shit, he'll say that's shit, but he'll tell you how to correct it, or he'll give you several ways of getting out of this, or changing this scenario, or coming back from, okay, we're lost here. Well, okay. Talking about the you know, people that sort of stand out, we're both fans of Grado.
Yes.
Grado is awesome. That video you sent me of one of his recent entrances.
Yeah.
And of course, it comes out to like, it sort of starts off like the Goldberg music, and then it morphs into Like a Prayer, which is just the most amazing blend. You've got the Goldberg theme and then Madonna's 80s hit, Like a Prayer. But he's again one of those guys, like, you just, everyone remembers Grado, you know? Like, he's not the greatest wrestler and he's not the greatest technician, but everyone knows him and loves him. And that's that thing we're coming back to. If you've got to make people like remember you in some way, you know? Like,
definitely, yeah. Grado, he's got that connection with the crowd, you know, and that's what you want. You want people to get emotionally invested in your character and who you are, and he's killing it at the moment, man. Like, he's getting bookings, you know, all over, and good on him. I think the way he works it, the way that he, you know, comes out and he expresses himself, it's perfect. I mean, that's the thing about wrestling. If everyone does the same thing and wears the same thing and tries to do the same move, like, you know, throwing drop kicks and things like that, if everyone does the same stuff, it's going to get boring and the crowd are going to get bored. You get a guy coming out to Like a Prayer by Madonna and you've got, you know, it's like, what's going on here? And then he comes out and he's dancing and just like the way it sort of happens and the crowd's going nuts. Really, really good. So I thought, you know, Grado is amazing. The whole Gradoberg thing is amazing. It's yourself. Yeah. He's good, man. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with his teenage boot camp stuff. I think he's doing the second TNA boot camp.
Yeah, it's running now, but I haven't seen any of it yet. So it's I don't think it's on Fox yet, and there's ways to get it, of course, but I haven't actually seen it yet. So.
Oh, it'd be interesting to see how the American public respond to it. I know the Australian culture. We love, you know, Scottish people. We love that whole scene. You know, like we as Australians, we can connect with the English comedy style. We can and you know, over the European sort of stuff. We can connect to the American stuff, and we can connect to the Australian stuff, and that's where, you know, it's pretty good to be an Australian, because you've got that flexibility. Whereas I'm not sure, like there's some American things that I don't understand, but then I think if I was over there, I'd be like, oh yeah, I get that now. So, but it'd be really interesting to see how they respond like to it. I think they'd find it hilarious. I think he's great. I don't know if they'd understand him. I think that's a big problem. Sometimes I'm like, what's he saying? But
that's what I think I've mentioned before on the show, that you watch like a UFC Michael Bisping promo, and like they've got subtitles up for Michael Bisping, like, because the Americans can't understand Michael Bisping. And yeah, it's like, come on, you know, speak in English at least, surely. Come on,
English, as they say.
Yes, proper English.
Have you know in Austin Powers, and they got the English scene? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
That's the best, man.
I haven't seen it in years though. I'm gonna have to drag it out.
I think it starts going off, and then it ends with "he shat on a turtle." But yeah, it's good.
Oh, good times. We're gonna pull up here some listener questions from the old Facebooks, and if you wanna join us in the group, you can. It's just search Wrestle Radio Australia Podcast on Facebook. You'll find the group there, and yeah, when we're having guests on, we'll let you know beforehand, so you can throw them some questions or razz them up, whatever you want to do here. So I'll get into the group here. Technology. Alrighty. First of all, we've got Shane Russell. He wants to know, how many coins can you bounce off your ass? That steel booty.
Oh, jeez.
Have we actually gone there before? Has anyone attempted it?
Yeah. A couple of shows ago, I'm pretty sure. Oh. Wow. I don't even just remember that. Yeah, I think it was one of the shows, a couple of shows ago, like at the end of the show, they asked...
From two shows ago, Shane says.
Yeah, they're like, can we bounce a coin off your butt? And I was like, sure. And that was successful, so, you know, steel booty, I guess.
Buns of steel, there you go. Inner focus, get down here, get that steel booty. Michael Roach, one of our big supporters, the WRA and RCW as well. He was at Wrestle Clash too, just quietly. What has been your favourite moment of your career so far, dude?
Favourite moment?
While you're thinking about that, we'll just say a quick hello to Mr. Jet Armstrong, who's moseyed on in.
Hey, yeah, mate.
Keeping it low key. He's like,
yeah, oh. No, that's all right.
He's like, I'm on my break. Leave me alone, dude.
I'm hungry. I'm waiting for lunch.
Oh, there we go. Give me that protein.
So my favourite moment of my career so far is definitely the Canada trip. That was really cool. Just taught me heaps about you know, what's out there. Yeah, so that'd be probably it.
Very cool. Melissa Meitzner, who is your favourite opponent?
Favourite opponent? I really like Ryan Rollins. I think he's a great opponent. He's a really, really, really good worker.
Just quietly, you might have to go to Mexico if you want to match with him now.
Yeah, probably. I think he's across the border there. Ryan Rollins, definitely one of my favourite opponents. He's entertaining, and he's athletic, and he's the whole package. Yeah, he's awesome.
Depending on how many selfies we see of him with machinery and with handguns over there in Mexico, that's crazy. The craziest thing where, yeah, I think he was over at some folks' place, and they've just handed him a gun. Like, here you go, take a selfie with this. It's like, okay, just another day in Mexico, you know, just take a selfie with a pistol. Why not? Let's see. Do we have any more questions here? Adam Randall. How did it feel to climb the ladder and win the key to the city, which of course has earned you that that RCW title shot for you to unlock at Battle for Supremacy December 6th? Cheap plug again, there's going to be a lot of that. And how pumped are you to wrestle Adam Brooks for the belt?
Yeah, so climbing the ladder, it felt good to be in the ring with, you know, three former RCW champions. You know, it was a competitive match, and I was lucky, you know, lucky enough to get up the ladder, you know, and get the key before someone pushed me off. So a ladder match is always a risky match. I'm 2 from 2 with ladder matches now, so could be a speciality, maybe. Pretty pumped up to be fighting Adam Brooks. He's a ridiculously awesome competitor. It's going to be a pretty interesting challenge. We're lucky it's a no DQ, because again, who knows what's going to happen. This is the end of the year. This is, you know, something that I've been wanting, you know, to have for quite a while now. And you know, I haven't tasted singles success, you know, in a big sort of way. So, you know, this is the end of a big year for me. Adam Brooks is going to have to bring his A game, because I'm definitely bringing my A game.
And it's one of those matches that I've been sort of hanging to see in this type of setting, you know, where it's for the belt, no DQ, so you guys can go out there hell for leather and just throw everything at each other and see who's, you know, who's going to come out on top. And it's been amazing that the support that you've had from the fans, you know, from tagging with Jet and now doing the singles thing, like the people just took to you guys immediately, and they're still in your corner. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is good, and we're lucky to have the fans that we have. The Riot City crowd is amazing. Like, every time we go out there, it just grows and grows and grows, and they get louder and louder.
Even if there's less people, they still seem to get louder. I don't know how they do that.
Well, we keep getting more people there. It's good. Yeah, the $4 beers are pretty good. I don't know if we're having them this show, but...
Management, are you taking note? Are you hearing this? I know you are.
It's been a good... It's good to have the support there, and you know, we appreciate it. There's something special about being out there and having that strong a crowd behind you. And it's really interesting because Adam Brooks has got quite a few fans now as well. So come December 6th, there's going to be his fans and my fans. We're all going to be going at it. You know, big match. And it's got a big match feel, so...
I don't know if Beth and Megan count as a couple of fans Brooksy has in Adelaide, but yeah, like, he's... And, you know, putting the rivalry aside, I mean, he's come a hell of a long way himself. Just looking at... I saw him backstage last month, I think it was, last show, and just when he walked past and seen the size of his arms now, compared to what he, you know, how he looked and how he carried himself even 12 months ago to now, you can see why he's held the Warzone belt, the MCW tag belt, he's got one of those, and the RCW title. I mean, it's just, it seems like he's, that motivation that he's had from seeing Buddy Murphy over there in America, and he's like, well, screw this, I can be that good. I am that good. And he's got that mindset, you know, which I think is pushing him at the moment, you know.
Yeah, it is pushing him, and that's great for Australian wrestling, because we're all competitive, we all want to be the best. And I said it last show, I feel like the RCW Championship is the title in Australia. I feel that we've got the best wrestlers in our promotion. You know, we bring in guys from interstate to come and to try, you know, to try and take on our guys. I feel that that championship needs to come back to Riot City Wrestling as a South Australian title, and being a South Australian, I think it needs to come back. You know, Adam Brooks is living in Melbourne, and he's, you know, trash talking all the time about how he's got the championship. I remember when he stole the title from Grimm. And you know, Grimm's keen to get that back as well, and I'm sure, you know, Grimm will be interested in having a big match with Nick Armstrong when Nick Armstrong wins on December 6th, because I'm going to win that title. I have to win that title. If I don't win that title, there's no point in me wrestling anymore.
That's a big call, folks. Get there, get your asses there. December 6th at the Latvian Hall. Nick Armstrong versus Adam Brooks is going to be on like Donkey Kong, and yep, Todd Eastman will be there, so be sure to give him hell when you see him there, folks. And dude, I think we will probably wrap it up for now, because you've got to get back to doing your thing, training and getting ready for December 6th. Before we let you go, any plugs you want to get out the way, tell the folks again about Inner Focus and your Twitters and all that stuff, man.
So my Twitter is Nick Armstronger, the stronger of the Armstrongs.
Jet rebuttal?
I got no rebuttal. He's strong as hell.
There you go. You heard it.
Yeah, that's my Twitter. You can find me on Facebook as Nick Armstrong. The business is innerfocushealthandfitness.com.au. And again, that's our website as far as fitness is concerned. Yeah, that's the plugs that I need to give out today.
I need you to buy a Nick Armstrong shirt at the next show. Those things are rocking.
Yes. The Armstrong shirt, the new Nick Armstrong shirts are quite quality. They you've got to see them to believe how good they are.
Buy one now. Can we only get them at the RCW events? Is it somewhere online that we can buy those?
Just at the RCW events. So there's only a few left, so you got to get in quick.
Do that, folks. Show your support for Nick when you're there December 6th at the Latvian Hall. It's Battle for Supremacy. And Nick, thank you very much for having a chat with us. Jet, thank you for stopping by. And we will be right back after this.
This is your mate Stel, host of the great football podcast known as Shoot the Defence. Join me, John, Mike, Stuffy, and whoever else can be bothered to appear every Thursday night at 10:30 p.m. Mixlr.com/shootthedefence. We're informative, opinionated, sometimes controversial, and have one or two facepalm moments. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and we have our own website, shootthedefence.com. Shoot the Defence. Play on.
Great to catch up with Nick there again. Like I said earlier, the first time it was Todd Eastman who caught up with Nick on Wrestle Radio Australia. So apologies if there was some ground covered that we may have repeated from that show. But it was sort of my first time sitting down for the podcast with Nick. And I think we might have him back again soon because he's a big fan of podcasts and the medium. And in particular, our show and shows like Colt Cabana's podcast or Colt Cabana. Sorry, Toddy. He's going to get shirty with me on that one, the pronunciation, because I mean, like, for instance, Colt Cabana's podcast with CM Punk this week that dropped, that is something else. Already I'd say, well, podcast of the year, podcast of the decade. That was just absolutely mind-blowing to sit down and hear everything, all those things that we suspected about CM Punk and that we heard through Dave Meltzer and all those sort of people reporting and suspecting. A lot of it, if not all of it, turned out to be true, and it's well worth a listen if you haven't heard it yet. I don't know if his site was hacked again or if there was just a problem with the RSS breaking or crashing, but it was hard to get a hold of and download for a while there, for the first 24 hours. There's actually a link in the Wrestle Radio Australia Facebook group, which I started a thread there to start a bit of discussion on the podcast and what people's reactions were to it. And yep, there's a YouTube link there if you are having trouble downloading it through your podcast catcher or Stitcher or iTunes, whatever it may be. The only reason I'm banging on about it is because, it's just, it is, I think, an episode that, and a podcast that every wrestling fan needs to hear. It's just out of this world. So, Colt Cabana, episode 226, I think it may be. 225, 226, CM Punk. It's about 2 hours long, and then he's taking email questions for an episode next week. So who knows how long that one's going to go. But well worth checking out. And again, thanks, Nick. Really good to chat to you. All the best at Battle for Supremacy, December 6th. Latvian Hall, Wayville, South Australia. I'll be there. And of course, Todd Eastman, he'll be there. Now, next week on Wrestle Radio Australia, if everything goes according to plan, I will be catching up with Sean Fuster and we'll be talking the latest in WWE and all that sort of stuff. I've got a lot to get off my chest as far as that scene goes. So look out, folks. It could be a fiery one. and some of the things, again, that Nick and myself covered in this one. You know, it's, I guess I'll just put a disclaimer. The comments in this podcast are those of Wrestle Radio Australia, Josh Armour, Nick Armstrong, and not those of Riot City Wrestling or any other entity, because, you know, it's just, yeah, it's, yeah, everybody's got their opinions on things, and, yeah, we just spitballing and good times there. Big thank you once again to fnxtreme.com for helping us host the show, and also got to throw a big thank you out to Thunderstag for our theme music and Dane Davies for our rad main logo. Monster thank you to Lance Storm for his rendition of A Man Called Sting. Folks, check out f4wonline.com and you can hear him on there every single week. Don't forget to check out Australian Indie Wrestling on Facebook. Check out the post pinned to the top of the page every Thursday. You'll get the entire rundown of all the shows around Australia if you want to check out some independent wrestling in this country. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/WrestleRadioAU. All of our old interviews are going to be going up there. I've just started putting them up slowly. So, yep, by the end of this year at least, they'll all be up there. And but hopefully, yeah, within the next week or so, we'll all have them up. So if you haven't heard those, you can check them out. Have a good weekend, folks. Everyone in the USA, happy Thanksgiving, and we will catch you next time on Australia's wrestling podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. Go Armstrong.
Saints and sinners, lovers and losers, cuts and run wild with the hounds of hell. Brothers and sisters, show no mercy, kiss your sons and your daughters goodbye. Been there, done that, heard it all before. Shoot up and spit out, we won't take no more. If you wanna live, you're gonna have to fight. Every day's a Friday, every night's a Saturday night. Well, the action is, if you want some, come and get some. Here's where the action is, but you better be ready to take some.
mine, all mine.
If I can be serious for a minute.